Online courses. In many countries, they have become the norm since the outbreak of the novel coronavirus. In the media, a lot of emphasis has been put on both primary and secondary schools and how their students and their parents struggle with the online courses. Since it's so quiet about college students, that must mean they're on a roll, right? Nope, not really. I had a chat with my friend Jessica Barker, who's a student at Vanderbilt University in Nashville, Tennessee, about how this quarantine affects college students. Do you have a laptop or computer? Is a question probably all students have heard during this quarantine. Sadly, just because the answer is yes, that doesn't necessarily mean that student is well equipped for online courses and assignments. I, for example, have a laptop that's too old to install Windows 10 on and therefore prevents me from using Adobe programs. As a journalism student, I rely heavily on them, so it's a big problem. Jessica, who is deputy news editor for the Vanderbilt Hustler, has been struggling because of a bad internet connection.
And so, yeah, it does, like, affect, like, I'm still working, like, I'm still writing for the Hustler. We're still putting out COVID content and other coverage. And it's really hard when my editors will send me, like, leads and stuff through, like, it's a screenshotted tweet. And the screenshots just, like, don't come through on my phone. And they have to, like, send them. It'll come through, like, Instagram DMs, but it won't come through if they text me, which is just bizarre. I'm not really sure how that works, but it's always like, and they're talking about what's on the screenshot. I'm like, I can't see it. And it's just annoying and like difficult, especially like trying to both stay informed and like inform people. Like, it's important to like get through things in a timely manner, and it just doesn't happen for me all the time. So frustrating.
Before quarantine, Jessica and I didn't need to worry about this, as I did my assignments on campus on a school computer, and Jessica had a stable internet connection in her dorm on campus. Due to the novel coronavirus, however, most students had to leave their dorm rooms and move back home. Although this may sound easy, just pack your stuff and move out, it is a lot more difficult for students who attend a college in a different state than their hometown. I asked Jessica how moving out went.
First of all, okay, I'll talk about the different states thing. What happened was Vanderbilt at first just canceled for the rest of the week. And people didn't really feel safe staying on campus while there were people that were exposed to COVID, but like didn't know. So they left. And I like completely respect and understand that. They like booked tickets immediately. And then Vanderbilt sent an email later and they were like, you need to move all of your possessions out by, like, it was effectively a 4-day notice. And people had already left campus. At first, people were, like, making trips. They had gone home and they had to immediately come back. And then some people just, like, left it because there were options for, like, storage, or they would just, like, have their roommate do it or whatever.
By the time it turned out this quarantine was going to last, students weren't permitted to go back on campus to gather their belongings. Luckily for Jessica, she lives only 30 minutes away from campus, so she didn't have any problems moving out. But that wasn't the case for all students.
My roommate lives in St. Louis, and she left all of her stuff because she thought we would be back. And now they've told her like she can't go back and get it, and she doesn't know if that'll be lifted. Or like, they also said that depending on your survey responses, they like sent out a thing asking about the status of your belongings, that UPS, like our mail people, would come in and like pack it and either ship it or store it like for them, which she wasn't super comfortable with, because it's weird like having people like touch your stuff, and it's not like, like they said they would notify you before they did it, but like, I don't know, it's still like a little weird. It's full of like really personal things, like I don't know. And I'm also not sure what that means. It's like, we weren't hiding anything in our room, but I know people who left stuff behind that definitely were. And so I don't really know what happens like legally with that. But also, like, even those, like, out of state, like, that's its own issue. But then there's, like, international students. And I have one friend who's from India, and India has effectively placed a ban on, like, all travel from anywhere else in the world. So you can't go home. So, but on campus, there were only like two dining options left open, and he's a vegetarian. And by the time he got there for meal periods, which wasn't like super late into the meal period, because they were only open for a certain amount of hours to like minimize contact with other people, you know, all like these good precautions in theory. By the time he got there, they were already out of vegetarian food. So he was basically just like living on snacks for a few days. And then he eventually like was so, because they were encouraging students to not leave their dorms, which is like fair, but he was going absolutely insane, just like stuck in a dorm room. So he went and like is with family friends now who are all like safe. They've been practicing social distancing. He was originally going to go live with his sister who's in Australia. Australia also banned travel. Or maybe it wasn't a ban, but it was like something along the lines of you have to like quarantine for 2 weeks when you get there. And he was like, oh, no, would rather not do that. So had to cancel that ticket. So it was just like a bunch of red tape that he had to go through. And then I have another friend who is from China and had an internship in South Korea over the summer. And she wasn't like from Wuhan, but still she was from like an area like deeply affected. She didn't plan on going back. She hadn't been home in over a year. Like, she wasn't worried about corona, but she had to like also find family friends and just like find a place to go. And it was stressful at first, especially because Vanderbilt emails were kind of vague and like people were confused. But a lot of the international students just kind of ended up having to find friends or like use family friends and use resources, especially if they couldn't go home. And then the ones who could go home, like I obviously did, but like still it was like very stressful.
Although the situation is indeed very stressful, both Jessica and I understand the need to stay home. This way, we can save lives and take pressure off the healthcare workers and hospitals.